Hello and welcome to the Secret Sauce of Outsourcing podcast, the podcast that's dedicated to making you better at outsourcing your work. My name is John Jonas and this is episode 31, Bonificio Day and Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving was this last weekend, and now that Thanksgiving is over, the mushy gratitude, we can focus on what's more important, which is presents. Actually, no. Gosh, that made me choke. No, I just do not like the presents part of Christmas, other than I do like giving. And the gratitude part of Thanksgiving is so important in life. So here's what Julia wrote this last week. Bonificio Day in the Philippines, which is November 30th. So today is the 29th, tomorrow's the 30th, which probably means that today is their, as you're working, today is, sorry, this is me giving comments here. Today is their Bonificio Day. So Bonificio Day in the Philippines, November 30th, is close to Thanksgiving and is a regular holiday to commemorate the life and work of Andres Bonificio. Bonifacio. I think I'm mispronouncing that the whole time. Bonifacio is one of the heroes in the struggle for Philippine independence from the Spaniard. He's also considered by some as the first president of the Philippines. Julia continues. I thought it was a nice coincidence that Bonifacio Day is so close to Thanksgiving. One of Bonifacio's best-known written works is a poem about his love and gratitude for being a Filipino. It's obviously written in Filipino. You can find an English translation. We will link to it below. The past 2 years have been difficult. It's hard to imagine being thankful given what's still happening around the world, but I found Bonifacio's work inspiring because he found so many things to love and be grateful for despite the circumstances. He talks about the beauty of the Philippines and how loving your country, even when all hope seems lost, can help us rise above anything. I'm really thankful we have this day to celebrate Andres Bonifacio. If you want to greet your OFS a happy Bonifacio Day, you can include this quote from the man himself. Here's the quote that she includes. Serenity, constancy, reason, and faith in whatever act or endeavor, crowned with success every desire. Happy Bonifacio Day. As you're listening to this, recognize that the people in the Philippines are probably not working today, as it is Bonifacio Day. So tonight, you probably won't get a daily report from them because they didn't work. If they did work today, then if they're hourly, you probably want to pay them extra. Or if they're, I guess, depending on whatever they are, you probably want to pay them extra if you force them to work on a regular holiday. A regular holiday is a day where the banks are closed. So thanks, and I'll see you tomorrow.